Welcome back to the podcast. This is Allison. You've probably heard this before. Just be consistent with your podcast. Post weekly episodes. The clients will come. Yeah, sounds simple, right? Just show up every week, keep publishing, and eventually people will find you. But if you've been doing that, consistently releasing episode after episode, and you're still not seeing clients from your podcast, I want you to know something. It's your strategy, or dare I say, the lack thereof. And that's okay. It's fixable. Some of us don't start with the right strategy, and that's okay. Consistency alone, though, is not the strategy that gets you clients. I was told this when I very first started podcasting in 2022, and I thought the same thing. I bought into the idea that if I just kept showing up week after week, and same goes on social media too, right? Eventually, it's all going to just click. People are going to just start finding me. They're going to start wanting to buy from me. And you know what? I was consistent. I recorded, I edited, I uploaded episodes week after week like clockwork. My podcast was, well, this is my first podcast, by the way. It was helping people, but it wasn't really getting me clients. And I did that podcast for 67 episodes. It was getting me tired is what it was. I burnt out. And I know I'm not the only one. I talk to so many women who are doing the exact same thing. They're putting in the work, they're recording, they're consistent, but they want to see a return. And I know you do too. You want to make sales and land clients, and you want your podcast to be the heavy lifter for that. That is exactly what I want my podcast to do. So let's break this down a little bit, because consistency will build trust with your audience. The more you show up and you provide value, you provide the tips, the advice, all the things, but just because you are consistent does not mean it's going to convert to a client. Being consistent does matter though. It shows your listeners that you're reliable. It helps build credibility, but that trust alone doesn't magically turn into sales. You can be the most consistent podcaster in your industry or niche. I never say niche. I say niche because my last name is Niche. That's really weird that that just came out of my mouth. But again, you can just like, what was I saying? You can be the most consistent podcaster, but you still don't have a show that attracts clients. This is exactly what hobby podcasters do. They're consistent. Your podcast, if you're here to help you use your podcast to market your business, you need your podcast guiding your listeners on a journey. The episodes that you create should lead somewhere step by step closer to working with you. If your podcast is just content just to have an episode, you are missing the chance to show your listeners why you are the person who can help them with what you talk about. Real results come from aligned content. This is why we need a strategy. I once worked with a podcaster. She had over 50 episodes. She was publishing consistently. I mean, there was no question about it. She always had her episodes to me each and every week. In fact, she even batched ahead. But her content wasn't connected to her offers. She was just providing, I mean, basically just content advice. But once she shifted her strategy, she started creating episodes that directly spoke to her ideal clients, their struggles, their pain points, why they listened to her. And she was tying her offers in her services and her offers into what she was talking about and how she could help them, she started booking discovery calls. That's the difference between consistency and strategy. Now, if you've been consistent and you're frustrated and it hasn't been leading to clients, it's most likely because you did not set up your podcast to work for your business. And that, again, that is okay. It happens. But that's exactly what I help you with in my Get More Clients From Your Podcast audit. Inside this audit, I take a close look at your show, your episodes, your overall strategy, or again, lack thereof, and I will help pinpoint the exact shifts that you need to make so that your podcast actually starts doing the heavy lifting for your business. Not just giving you another thing to do on your to-do list. You are too busy for that. So if you are ready to see what's really possible when your podcast is aligned with your offers, this audit is the best next step. I want to help you get your show in the right direction. Again, consistency does matter, but the strategy is what is going to get you clients. And again, with just a few intentional shifts, your podcast can move you from just being content to that powerful tool in your business that you want it to be. I'm going to put a link in the show notes, but it's allisonnitch.com/audit. You can go there, click on the link below if you need to, and book your audit with me today. Let's get you on the right track now so that you're seeing results for the rest of 2025 and into the new year. I am so excited about this offer because I know it's the first step to getting you on the right track. So I hope to see you there. Click the link in the show notes and let me help you. And then come back next week because I'm going to be talking about some of these simple fixes that you can make to start attracting those clients. I'll see you then.